Well, that's Resolution 194. That's Article 13. Half of it states that anyone, and specifically Palestinians, they were the ones they were talking about, have the right to return to their own country. Well, that's the history of this is kind of interesting. If you think it through, you'll notice that the most passionate and vocal defenders of Article 13 were, and the ones who were most angrily denouncing the Soviet Union for rejecting it, are in fact the strongest opponents of Article 13. They would never have considered for a moment permitting Article 13 to apply. Article 13, Resolution 194 calling for the right of Palestinians to return, that was voted, as I mentioned, unanimously, and again every year. Year after year it was endorsed, completely hypocritically, of course. No one really meant it. But notice that this is a case of really extreme relativism. We take an article of the Universal Declaration and decide that the last five words of it don't exist, the ones that apply in a fashion which the powerful, in this case the United States and its clients, do not accept. That's relativism pushed to an extreme, apart from the hypocrisy. To the credit of the Clinton administration, they did end the hypocrisy. In 1993, for the first time, the United States voted against Resolution 194, along with Israel, that rescinds the second half of Article 13. The first half is now irrelevant with the Soviet Union gone, so there's no more hypocrisy. Article 13 is simply removed from the Universal Declaration by U.S. fiat. As for the refugees, the millions of refugees, they have been disappeared, to borrow a term of our Latin American client. And the so-called peace process offers them, doesn't even mention them, offers them nothing. Well, that's Article 13. It's relativism triumphant.